You're listening to the Super Turbo Dens podcast on Audio Boom and YouTube and I don't know, other places probably. Yeah, yeah, alright. Thanks for clicking on this again, or if it's the first time. Where have you been? Been going for weeks now. Cheers, nice one, thanks. Yeah, it's going to be alright again this week. I think, anyway, probably. Yeah, a few things this week bothering me a little bit. Like, last week, didn't bother doing any of the items, really. Did the news item. Excuse me, I'll do a news item. Why aren't you seeing my news item? I'm good at the news. I'm so educated. Sorry about my voice there. I don't know what happened there. Yeah, news items last week went well. I got a news item this week. Not really news, more of a thing that's annoyed me. But we'll treat it like a news item, I think. We're going to do that on this podcast. Also, I want to talk about things that I've been up to. Started the old meditation. I'm a spiritual guy. No, I've done this thing, right? A lot of people probably ain't heard of it. Called Reiki, right? And what you do is you lay on this, like, this bed thing. And then, like, the person who does this, like, spiritual hand healing on you. It's amazing, right? It's like some Buddhist monk came up with it in like 1922. I looked it up and that. Like, I sound like I don't know what I'm on about, but I don't. But I sort of do it at the same time. It's like, yeah, this is amazing. Like, they don't actually like physically actually touch you. They just have their hands over you and they sort of go into like this like trance like state. It's amazing, right? And you can feel it in your body. Like, yeah, obviously, like, it's different for every person. But yeah, it's amazing, and like they've, you know, you can feel it inside you, like, and it's like it's the weirdest feeling ever, because like it's like they're inside your body without actually being there. It's really bizarre. It's like someone being in your house, but at the same time they're sitting in the garden. It's weird, but it's amazing. Yeah. So, and it's really like it's really worked on me as well. Made me feel much more upbeat. I feel back to my normal self, being all stupid and stuff. So I've been doing that. Really got into that, like, really into it now. Like, I've become obsessed with, like, and, like, the person who does it, right, Jane, I think it's right to say her name, innit? Like, lovely lady she is, love her, right? She told me I've got something really spiritual about me, which I've took that and I've run with it, me. I've run with that idea. I'm a spiritual man. Wait, you can't hit me, I'm spiritual. I'm one step away from being a monk. I don't actually believe that, by the way. Yeah, so yeah, she said I was spiritual. She said I need, like, it would be beneficial for me to learn how to do Reiki. And I was like, alright then. So I'm going to learn it, I don't know when. But yeah, I'm going to learn how to do it. And like, be all like, do it to help others. That would be nice. It'd be nice to help others. And on the back of that, I've sort of taken up meditation. And like, it's something I've wanted to do for ages. But you know what I'm like, I'm sort of, yeah, that's a good idea, yeah, that's a good idea, mate, I'm going to do that. And then like, 5 years later, I'm like, oh yeah, I never did that. But I've actually done it, I've started now. So twice a day, for 20 minutes, 40 minutes a day I'm spending, just being at peace with myself. It's lovely. I tell you what, I've been looking into Buddhism, right? Other religions are available, but I've been looking into Buddhism, right? It makes a lot of sense. It does make a lot of sense. Like, they've got a lot of good ideas, these Buddhist monks. See, I can see it. I think I'm going to get amongst it a little bit. Learn a little bit more about it, obviously. Can't just go, oh yeah, I've googled it. Sounds alright. Not saying that at all, but yeah. Nah, it sounds alright though. Good. Like, yeah. Like, rather than just like... Now, I'm not discouraging any other religions by this, by the way. I'm just saying what I've sort of noticed. I think it's alright to say that. Other religions are available. Other religions are brilliant. But yeah, no, I feel like that's the one for me, like, finding inner peace, that's what I need to do. I'm not a person who's at peace with themselves. I don't know why, I don't know what's happened. Something's happened in my brain box somewhere and it's all gone a bit upler and it's all gone a little bit bizarre in there. So yeah, meditation, Reiki's brilliant. I actually looked up what Reiki means, but I've forgotten it and it's really annoying me now. Shall I have a look, see what it meant? I can't remember it now. It's something like, No, I can't remember. I wonder if I've still got the link. That will make an interesting part of the podcast. Right, I've got it. Well, I haven't got the... I don't think I've got what it... I've got what Reiki is, like what it actually is. But I don't think I've got the what it means. I know it's like it's two Japanese words. It's Rei, which is R-E-I, and then Kai, or Ki. Yeah. But yeah, wisdom, that's what it is. It's that's what it means. Rei, which means wisdom of God or higher or the higher power. And they've bit me something else. Yeah, so I don't need to look at anything else, do I now? What was the Kai bit? Where, or Ki? What? I don't know if it's Kai or Ki on there. Let's have a look. See if I can find it quickly. Quick, we're running out of time on this podcast already. I can't find it. Don't worry, move on. Right, let's go on to this rambling item. Yeah, right, this random rambling item, oddly. Yeah, you know that woman, Katie Hopkins, I think her name is. I don't care what her name is, really, if I'm honest with you. Put on Twitter, I don't know when this was, because quite frankly, it's meaningless to me. Right, about depressed people, right? And that probably pissed me off. I think that's what I wanted to say. yeah, she put this, right? This is her words, not mine. To be diagnosed with depression is the holy grail of illness for many. The ultimate passport to self-obsession. Get a grip, people. Right. Okay. Everyone's entitled to their opinion. But if you don't know anything about something... just shut up about it. Like, I can't go on Twitter and start talking about, I don't know, David Cameron, because I don't know really who he is, and quite frankly, I don't care. Like, politics to me is rubbish. Like, I won't vote, I never have, never will. It's all rubbish to me. So I won't go on Twitter and talk about it, and like, just like, tell people how to vote or anything like that, because I know nothing about it. So it makes sense for me to just shut up about it. Like, if I think something, like, if I think, oh, I don't really like that David Cameron. I've seen him on the telly. I don't like his face. I can't then just go on Twitter and just go, don't vote for him. He looks like an egg. it's not nothing I know about. I can't comment on it, like, publicly. It doesn't make sense to. You're just, like, getting into an argument about something you know nothing about. Yeah, so she put that, which was then followed by a tweet a bit later by her that said, most depression is generally sadness at a social situation like being caught in a torrential rain with a bag from Primark. What? What does that mean? What does that mean? Like if you've just been and bought something from Primark, right, and you get the paper bag, other clothes shops are available, and you get the paper bag, and you've got your new clothes in there or whatever, you got your new top in there, whatever, and it rains that much that it falls out, you're not going to go, right, that's really upset me, that's ruined my day, this bag is ruined. You just go, I'll just take the top out and just put it on, or just put it in my jacket or something. If it's raining, you've probably got other bags anyway. Like, you could have just like an Argos bag or something, other shops are available, that you could put your stuff in. It doesn't matter. Katie Hopkins, you know nothing about depression. You know nothing about depressed people. If you're suffering with depression, I honestly recommend you try Reiki, try meditation, be at one with yourself, be at peace. This is the podcast. I have told Katie Hopkins, if you ever want to chat, you know, you can message me on Twitter. I will tell you exactly what it's like to have depression. I ain't scared of you. I ain't scared of nothing. Some things. Some things I'm scared of. Let's just say that. This has been the podcast. Thank you for listening again this week. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope it's been insightful this week, as normally it's just me trying to be funny. Thank you. God bless you. I love you. Thank you. Bye.